Join us as we explore timeless wisdom from around the world, seeking truths that resonate most for each individual. Welcome to Peace on Your Journey podcast. I'm John Lawyer, a former soldier turned spiritual traveler. At Kishar, we celebrate the journey of discovery together, delving into various religious, spiritual, and philosophical traditions. For a deeper dive into spirituality, join our vibrant online community at kishar.org. If you'd like to experience this production with dynamic art and video content, check out our YouTube channel at Peace on Your Journey.
Miracles are real, and you can create them yourself. Today, I'm going to tell you all about a book that can change your life in only 38 pages. And later in this video, I'm going to tell you a story about how I've created a really huge miracle in my own life. And this Beyond the Book is about miracles by Stuart Wild. It's not just one of my favorite books, but Stuart Wild is one of my favorite spiritual authors. My wife actually got to meet him a couple of times and actually attended a workshop by him when she was a kid. She said it was this life-changing experience, and that is something that always stuck with her. Miracles are something that may seem abstract to most people around the world, but for some people, we see miracles every single day. We don't just see miracles, but we know about miracles, and we know that we can perform miracles. We understand a single act of kindness may be a miracle. We look around and we see the universe gives us what we need, and it gives us what we're seeking just when we need it. Or maybe we spot a synchronicity out in the world and we think, oh, I can't believe that just happened and that this happened and it happened at the same time. And it's this understanding and knowing, it's kind of this knowledge of the universe. And Christians pray, Buddhists meditate, the Hindus transcend through yoga, Native Americans commune with nature, the Wicca cast their spell. And do we see returns? Those are miracles because we do see returns. Stuart Wild has this refreshing take on walking the path of miracles. And he says, creating miracles in your life is no more complicated than understanding the metaphysics of the universal law. And because that law is indestructible and therefore infinite, we know that the power used by miracle makers in the past is still available today. Yet in our modern society, we are brought up to believe only in those things we can logically understand. We are not taught either that the universal law has limitless potential or that this power is at our disposal and can be used to work miracles in our own lives. And he's just saying that this is simple, guys. It's something that you can do. It's something that anybody can do. It's not something that is limited to the spiritual masters or the ascended masters or whoever you think from the past. You are a miracle for just existing. Think about all the things that had to happen in the universe, in the world before you, all those thousands and millions of years before you. To just come and exist is this amazing thing that we're born, that we get to live this life. It's a gift. Don't just accept the reality that you've been sold or that you've been conditioned to. Your brain is super hardwired to conform and just accept anything that you see. And you've been taught this by society. This is pretty dark when you think about it. If you just kind of peel this back and peel the layers of this onion here, it's basically just conformity for conformity's sake. And so if you can rewire your mind to see deeper, to see yourself, and I don't mean see yourself in the mirror, I mean see yourself, that capital S self deep inside of you. That's your actual consciousness, and that's your full awareness. When you see that, you can see the magic in this world, and those are the miracles. It's understanding, and that's what spirituality is all about. It's about understanding, and that's why it's all about growth. It's not accepting the reality that you've been told to accept. And on this, Stuart Wild says, "But these confines or boundaries are illusions. They are formed by belief patterns, most of them born of ignorance, handed down from generation to generation. This pool of belief patterns of collective unconscious, as Carl Jung called it, gains validity as it moves through time. And eventually the concepts that later generations experience as physical reality become rigid and domineering. It's as if a billion people who preceded you have determined what you are going to experience on the earth plane. And that is all there is to it." That's pretty powerful. What he's telling you, what I want to tell you as well, is that we have generation upon generation of things that we're told that we have to believe, or that we can't believe, things that we have to do or things that we cannot do. And so you've got all this generational stuff that's being thrown at you by your parents, by your teachers, by your community, coworkers, your friends. And you don't have to believe all this stuff. You're choosing to believe it. And so when you step back and you say, I have a choice in this, you absolutely have a choice in this. That's the beauty of the spiritual path. You're out there making choices for yourself. You're becoming self-aware. You're becoming aware of beliefs and values that are your own because no one told you you had to have them. And so don't get swept away by this stream of unconsciousness that society is telling you just have to float down. Pull yourself out of it. Stand up and walk out of it. It's not that deep, guys. So just stand up, look around. You're going to see some beautiful and amazing things. What would you do if you could create a miracle for yourself? And what I'm going to ask you right now is to just sit for a second and consider what that miracle would look like. So just take a second and think, what would that miracle look like if you could create a miracle just for yourself? If you can lean forward and actually believe, you can change your whole life. You can go places that you thought you could only dream about. And that's this great thing about exploration. You never know what you're going to discover next when you're out there exploring. There's so much wonder in this world. And even if this book doesn't change your life or who you are, it's probably going to make a lot of sense. It effortlessly combines a lot of stuff that I've read and all these other books that I've read. You know, I went through a period of 4 months where I think I read 60 books. And this book distills a lot of that knowledge that across thousands of pages into just 38 pages. That's amazing. I wouldn't go back and unread all those other books. That's not what I'm saying. But if it can present that information from all this different stuff in this like really singular way, that's pretty powerful. And you never know where that spark's going to come from. That's why it's so important to get knowledge from different places and different sources and different spiritual teachers, because you never know what's going to spark something. That's why Buddha or Jesus Christ or Lao Tzu said the same thing 20 different times in 20 different ways, because they never knew what was going to click with their students. And that's why they said these things in so many different ways. You may know miracles as manifestation. You may know it as the law of attraction, maybe the universal law. And you go out in the world one morning and you're happy and you're kind and you're loving and you're a light amongst the dark or the dreary. What happens when you do that? Do you see more happy people? Do you see more reciprocal acts of kindness back to you? Do you see more peaceful moments with these other people? And maybe even more peaceful or kind moments within yourself? I know I do. I know when I'm out there and I'm putting light out in the world, I get light back to me. And I know that if I'm in a bad place, if I'm gray or not light, and someone comes up to me that is light, I receive that light and it changes me. It lifts me up because their reality, their manifestation, their law of attraction is impacting me in this beautiful way. And we know that the universe is this giant mirror. And so you have to be really careful about what you're sending out, because the more intentional and aware you are about what you're putting out in the universe, the more likely you're going to be receiving these things back, because you're always manifesting your own reality. You're always manifesting what's coming to you. And so just stop for a second and think, yeah, if I'm aware of what I'm putting out, if I'm aware and intentional about that, I'm going to see better things come back to me. Before we move on, please subscribe by hitting the watermark in the lower right-hand corner. And if you think this video might help out some family or friends, please share it out with them. I could get way deeper with examples and stories, but I don't need to, because you've all seen it. You all know, whether you admit it or not, the law of attraction works. People laughed at The Secret after it was seen on Oprah and after all those millions of books were being sold. They said it was a scam and that Rhonda Byrne was a fraud. Rhonda Byrne didn't invent The Secret or law of attraction or manifestation. This stuff goes way back. And I mean, I say way back, I mean like all the way back to the origin. What do you mean by the origin? I mean the beginning of it all, the origin of the divine or ourself or consciousness or however you want to see it. I think there's a bunch of different ways that we can talk about it. And, you know, really? Yeah, it really does. It's not like you cannot believe in something and then expect the universe to meet you all the way. And I think that's why a lot of people who laughed at The Secret when all those books were being sold and when it was on Oprah and Rhonda Byrne was talking about it, and it became so popular, it became part of pop culture. It got laughed at because there were so many people that just expected, you know, to manifest, you know, $1 million or a Ferrari or whatever it is, and for it to just happen. But if you don't believe in something, the universe isn't going to come all the way to you. It's what if you're seeking something, you're manifesting something, and you meet the universe halfway? I think, do you see results? And I think you probably do. And it goes back to belief. If you try to manifest something and you don't believe in it, you don't believe it will happen, it won't happen. So belief is this like tremendously powerful thing. And it's about what you believe. Is it God or the divine, the Brahman, this universal energy or that deep self within? It's called by many names. It's that ribbon that runs through all of us. And it runs through everything around us. It's this universal oneness. It listens, it responds to you because it is in you and you are it. Like this ribbon is everything. It's that something beyond definition. You know, the Taoists call it the way. Wilde says, we are not our bodies or our emotions or our minds or any of the structures and restrictions we experience around us. We are an infinite part of the God force using the physical form to experience spiritual development. And as you've probably heard before, we're simply the divine or the universe having a human experience. And I think that's a beautiful way to look at it. Just sit with yourself in deep peace and calm. And if you do it for long enough, you can sense this thing. You begin to feel it, and then you see it. And then you step into this warm channel. You let it wash over you and just let go. And the universe will give you what you need. It may even give you what you want. Wilde says here, creating miracles in our lives becomes a matter of identifying with the power, understanding its characteristics, and learning to use it effectively. This identification is achieved by knowing power is within you and acknowledging that fact. So you already have the power. It's already there. You don't have to go find it. You don't need a treasure map. The treasure map is basically just me telling you it's there inside of you. You have to get in touch with yourself and then begin to feel it. That's why meditation is so popular, guys. That's why meditation is so important. We have a video on meditation, and meditation doesn't have to be this thing that is super structured, or, you know, it can be done many different ways. And so if you want to know how to start meditating and getting more in touch with yourself, check out the watermark in the upper right-hand corner and check our video out on it. But anything you can do to get more in touch with yourself is going to give you a more centered and grounded approach as you kind of walk the spiritual path that you're on. Let's look at wishes and wishing. We have wishing wells and birthday candles, just to name a couple. Think about desperate moments where you want to wish yourself out of a jam, or you wish not to be sick, or wish a loved one to be better. We're all acquainted with wishing for something. You know, something else, something different, something we think that we need or that we want. There's a reason that humans throughout all of history and going back to antiquity have told us to be careful what we wish for. It's because somewhere the wise understood there's this great power in a wish. There's truth in a wish, something about deliverance to something. And manifestation and law of attraction are obviously powerful. And they're infinite wells of wishes. And so when you think about wishing, do you covet power when you think about wishing? Money or something material? If so, think about the genie in the lamp and how often, or pretty much always, in stories or movies or whatever, the wisher ends up regretting the wish. It's this ancient and truly cautionary tale. And I would offer another important note about wishes. You don't necessarily always want to talk about your wishes or the miracles that you are manifesting, because you want them contained within your own power. You don't want to release them. You know, and who knows what happens to your own thoughts about your wish if you discuss them with someone else, or what other people may think about it and then create interference in your reality. There's a reason people say not to tell your wish when you make it or blow out the candles. And I think some people may disagree with that, and I respect that opinion as well. Some people may have such a strong belief in their own miracle that they have no issue speaking it aloud. And if you feel that, that's okay too. That's just as right. I really wanted to share my own story about being careful what you wish for and about how you can manifest something into reality, and that sometimes that might happen over a really long period of time. Growing up, I loved the film Lawrence of Arabia. I was drawn to the desert in this like very base magnetic way. And I wanted to go to the Middle East. I wanted to go do that. I wanted to go be Lawrence. And I read Jack Ryan novels and Tom Clancy, and I wanted to be in the intelligence community. I saw the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993 on TV. I was just a kid, and I didn't understand why it had happened. And I was intrigued by terrorists. I wanted to figure out why they did it. And so counterterrorism became this interest and kind of, I guess, hobby for me. And so I read about Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and the East Africa bombings and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania and Kenya back in 98. And I knew that counterterrorism was something I wanted to do. And so I skipped college. I joined the Army straight out of high school, and I became a counterintelligence special agent in the U.S. Army. And I was assigned right out of training to Fort Gordon, Georgia, and the 513th Military Intelligence Brigade. And that brigade was responsible for responding to the Middle East. That was their job. I got assigned to this unit, and this captain met me. He asked me what I wanted to do with my life and why I joined the Army. I told him, and he said, "Oh, counterterrorism. We have a real world unit that does exactly what you want to do." And so he put me in that unit, which is pretty impressive. I mean, what are the chances that I wanted to do all these things and I got assigned to a unit that was responsible for the Middle East and got put in a cell that did counterterrorism? And then about 6 months after that, 9/11 happened, and my life was forever changed. And I would spend 12 out of the first 15 years of my adult life in combat zones in Kuwait, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And the desert was for me. It was my calling. It was my purpose. But again, you have to be careful what you wish for, because even though it was this amazing life that I led, in those first 15 years of my adult life, there was pain, there was trauma, there was a lot of difficulty. And so I got what I asked for, but it wasn't everything that I hoped that it would be. And I don't regret it, and I'm thankful for it. It led me down this amazing path that got me here talking to you, each of you today. But again, you've got to be careful what you wish for. There's great power there. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And that's just one example. There's others in my life where I've been able to manifest things or have wishes come true. But that's one of the most powerful ones, and really one I wanted to share with you today. And so some of this has been me reading you the fine print. Watch out for what you wish for. But again, I want to say miracles are amazing and manifestation has its place. And don't be afraid to ask the universe for what you need. Just have respect for it and be true to yourself. Believe and have faith. Stuart Wilde says here, "The life force is eternal and universal, and because of its limitless capacity, it is part of all things. Moreover, it is a major part of each of us. Consequently, we all have within us this unlimited power." So you have unlimited power within you. Know that. Go out and use it. Use it for yourself. Use it for good. And when you do good for yourself, when you wish good things for yourself, you're going to naturally lift up the whole world around you. You're going to naturally make the world a better place. As you walk the path of miracles, lose the doubt. learn to process doubt out of your mind. This is a really damaging thought, doubt. It's one of those things that's hardwired into your brain and your mind and your ego. It's designed to keep you alive and safe, because doubt is your mind's way of saying, oh, do you really want to do that? Because your mind thinks that just walking in this safe kind of status quo standard path is safe. But see, that path isn't taking you anywhere. So if you can learn to get out of that mindset and shift away from doubt, it opens up all these places you can go. It's not just manifestation. Sometimes it's about being open to what the universe brings to you and drops on your doorstep. It might be delivered right to you, but if you aren't looking out for it or ready to receive it, it's not going to mean anything to you. What you're looking for or think that you need might not look like you think it's going to look like. So you have to be ready and be fluid. And when you're in the motion and move with the rhythm of the universe, amazing things happen. Dreams take weird paths to coming true. And so when you think about miracles, start modestly and see a success, see a miracle happen. And then you believe. And once you believe, then you can believe more, and you can believe more powerfully, and you can believe stronger. And then bigger miracles happen to you. Use visualization as you're doing this. When you see things happen in your consciousness, they happen to you in real life. Sit down in meditation and visualize what you're seeking. Consider how this is going to benefit you. Consider how it's going to benefit the world around you. How you being lifted up is going to lift up the world around you, like I was just talking about. This feeds the universe. And this makes the universe far more likely to send you this thing that you need or that you're asking for. While you're watching this, head over to Amazon or ABE Books and get a copy of this book. It's a simple guide to creating your best reality, to living a life that you could only imagine. And as you're thinking about miracles, what miracles have you created for yourself already? What do you plan to create for yourself? Just consider this. Like, I would love to hear what you guys think about this discussion on miracles and manifestation in Stuart Wilde's book here. Let me know in the comments. I always get back to you guys in the comments, because this is a discussion. I'm not just trying to have a one-way conversation here. I really want to know what you think. And please check out keyshar.org. This is our community. We have conversations just like this every day. And if you go over to keyshar.org, you can check it out. Please join up. And if you want us to keep making content just like this, please like this video. And until next time, I wish you peace on your journey.